R.J. Hunter steps to his left. Here's that quick three, and he banks it in.
Ooh.
And the Celtics bench explodes. Timeout, Scott Brooks.
Ooh. You take that one off the window.
R.J. Hunter.
Let me change my mind about who I'd like to talk to.
R.J. Hunter has 10 points in this sequence in which the Celtics have gone now on a 22-5 run to take their largest lead of the night. 6:06 to go in the regular season. Boston 106, Washington 100. A few years ago, he authored one of the purest moments in that one shining moment in the NCAA tournament. And tonight, R.J. Hunter has a series of them as the Celtics come from 21 down to beat the Wizards on the final night of the season. R.J. Hunter joins us downstairs. You know, we walked into the building together tonight, and not having been here, you didn't even know which way to go, right? There were all these left turns and right turns, and now I'm glad I came in with you, because if I don't get you to the locker room and the right turns at the right time, this might not have happened.
Yeah, I might still be at the snack station. But, yeah, I appreciate you walking me through there. I needed
it. What? Tell me about a game like this and a night like this in which a lot of people look away, but for those of us who've been in this league for a long time, it's just so fascinating to watch so many of you out there who have fought so hard to even get to play in a game like this play your hearts out.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you said it. Like, it's just I've been through a lot so far in my career, so I think that just allowed me to just appreciate all these moments. And just being out there today was a huge blessing, man. Like, no matter how today would have went, I would have went home extremely happy, because this industry isn't promised. So to be a part of this in any way is a huge blessing, and I'm just glad I came and performed.
You know what really was fascinating to me? Not only you playing well, but fascinating to me when I saw you go to Decker, and you looked like he had been struggling.
Yeah.
And you told him, what, keep your head up,
yep,
keep playing.
Yep.
And that to me, from a guy who has been in it, man, that is really good by you.
Yep. Nah, and I just told him it's a marathon, man. Like, I know we didn't sign up to be in this league for 2 or 3 years, so I know he's kind of been on a lot of teams like me, and we both care about this game a lot. So I just told him to keep working and stay marathon mindset, and he'll be all right.
Tell me about the experience of being in Maine, being with Brandon Bailey, being back in this organization, and how that may have helped you being around the Celtics and being here the last couple of days.
It was huge, man. Brandon Bailey was amazing, and just watching film every day and just getting me back on the details of the system. And everybody in Maine was awesome and welcomed me back. And I'm just extremely grateful, man. Like, this doesn't happen often, and just come back and have this opportunity to play. And I went up to the end of the game with Brad, and I just said thanks for playing me, because it's just the little things like that that I appreciate now, and I'll never take this for granted.
Champ, one thing I did tell you, I said, shoot the damn ball. and if that is what you do, that's what you're supposed to do, and you did it well tonight. So yep, any opportunities, you really go at it.
Yeah. No, and I appreciate you, Max. You always stand in my ear with everything, and I hope I deserve to go to South Korea with you how I play tonight.
So, whoa. So ease up that big
problem. All right, my fault.
All right, I'm going to let you go now. You're going to know you got to call that bank shot from now on, right?
Yeah, nah. I'll take it however they come at this point.
R.J., it was great to see you, man.
Thank you, man.
R.J. Hunter joining us downstairs. Celtics beat the Wizards 116-110.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.